introduction is going to be very awkward, I guess, is the thing. But this is it. We're in the podcast now. But hey, thanks for coming to listen to my podcast. This is podcast.
Hi, podcast.
Hi, podcast.
This is Dice Club.
Wait, we're
Dungeons
in podcast?
Dungeons and Dragons. We're in a podcast.
What?
You guys know we're doing a podcast?
No, no one told me. I thought we were just playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Nope, podcast.
Podcast, you say?
I wish someone warned me.
Yeah, sorry. Would have given you time to get a microphone or
start
recording
like a setup.
Or anything.
Like,
but
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be my audio when you're listening back to it. But okay.
Imagine there were players also. Imagine it's not just Tim.
So just like, if you hear this, imagine you're hearing any of the other parts of the conversation besides mine.
That's just fill them in yourself.
Yeah, you just have to.
Just imagine.
All along.
It's conceptual. It's a thinker in it.
This is how all podcasts should be made.
Definitely.
It is how all podcasts are made. You just don't see this part of it. This is Dice Club, and Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, in heavy quotations, because rules are hard, and there's a lot of them, and... Okay, in the Discord video call, we're just doing the YMCA, and I can't focus. I can't focus with all this YMCA. I'm just gonna cover that side of the screen. Okay.
I feel like you should get better. You should get better at focusing, Tim.
We're not gonna focus on rules a bunch. We're obviously gonna be playing the game, but it's gonna be just rules light, kind of fast and loose. So, if you're hearing this, don't tweet at us about the rules, because I don't care about it.
Does
Dice Club even have a
Twitter? Specifically
there
about
is a
the
Twitter.
Rules.
Yes,
not the Dice Club.
It will.
Find Tim and tweet at him specifically.
Follow
I'm
Dice
pretty
Club
sure we made
Twitter.
A Twitter.
But don't
we should make
Twitter
a. Hey, guys,
rules.
We should make a Twitter. That seems like a great... Okay.
We have a Twitter. And the password is...
should we just adventure now? Is it adventure time?
Yeah.
Background information on the world. It's basically completely explored. Like, you could... there are globes that have been created. So, like, the people who live here are... It's a fairly well-educated world. The people who live here have... an understanding of, like, everything, of, like, at least, like, topographically is, I think, the word. But, yeah, the age of, like, quests and adventuring and glory and, like, dragons at the edge of the map and we gotta, like, discover that's basically completely over now. There's still, like, some things that aren't known about the world and how it is. But it's that portion of the era is coming to an end. And that's where we find our party in a tent that is pitched outside about maybe 1,000 feet from a mountain range and a forest and all those kinds of good stuff. You are all around a table, and on this table has a map rolled over the top of it. There are the five of you and two other people there. So, just gonna go around. First, we have Duck. Who are you? Hello, Duck. Who are you?
I'm Duck. Any pronouns? My character is a possum folk ranger. We use a homebrew race for possum folk, and their name is Saradin Windblade.
Very, very cool. What is Saradin Windblade doing at this table right now?
Probably sitting on their friend's shoulders, braiding her hair, just kind of chilling.
Swag. And your friend is Meadow, who is played by Elix. Why don't you take the reins now?
I play Meadow. I am a human cleric. Let's do a bit of a physical description. I'm Dinder. I'm a girl. Well, Meadow's a girl. And she's ginger, freckly, pale. That's about it. I don't know when this will come up in the story. Probably will at some point. But I wanted to be clear from the beginning, just so everyone knows, that she is a trans girl. So, that's cool.
Swag. Yeah, what is Meadow doing?
Well, as we established, she was getting her hair braided by Saradin, her bestie.
Excellent.
So I guess she's just, you know, sitting at the table, listening in on whatever conversation's going on.
Okay. Then Gabs.
Great. Okay. I'm Gabs. I play Venus, who is a tiefling fighter. Venus is a pirate. And,
very cool.
Very cool. Pirates are cool. I guess I could give a description. Only description, big poofy hair. That's
heck
it.
Yeah.
Take that as
beautiful.
You want.
Beautiful. Okay, what is Venus doing? Just idly.
Okay. I would say Venus is boasting about her past voyages to anybody who would listen, but they might not be listening. I'm going to say Venus is saying all of this to Ren, and I don't know if Ren is listening at all, but Venus is being very loud.
Okay, Ren, played by 57, introduce your character.
Hi, I'm 57. My name's a number. It's chill. Don't worry about it.
It's very cool. Don't question it.
Yeah, my character is Ren. He uses he, they. He's basically just a little, like, just a little punk. A little teen, you know.
Just a punk.
Just a little bit of a punk teen. He's a half-orc, half-elf.
That's pretty swag.
It is pretty swag. But yeah, he's like, wearing an all-black outfit, with, like, some studs and stuff, and he's got some, like, weapons and knives, and he's sitting there, like, lounging at the table, trying to look, like, all cool, like, he's, like, not, he's trying to look like he's not interested in the story that Venus is telling him, but, like, really deep down, he's kind of into it, but he's trying to look all cool and aloof.
Very cool. I don't remember if you said the class
of
this person.
Barbarian, hi.
Barbarian. Yeah.
This is
excellent.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes,
we're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
We are?
We're playing Dungeons and Dragons together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
A podcast.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. How'd I get here?
Yes, and Rain.
Hello.
Character time.
Hi, I'm Rain. I use they, them. I play Marsh, a Firbolg Artificer, who also uses they, them. I think they're probably standing, like, above the table. Probably over Venus or Ren, because I'm just a real tall bro, just a real tall dude. I've got kind of grayish blue skin, this like dark green hair cut short with a bunch of like tufts of it all around my body. Yeah, I think I'm just like standing
Very
over
cool.
the table, tinkering with something, kind of like looking at the map, stuff like that.
Very cool. Gabs, I don't think I caught Venus's pronouns.
Oh, I didn't think too hard about this. We can go with she, they.
She, they works beautifully. Okay, so the five of you are doing the various things that you said around this table, and there's two other people here. We have a dwarven man who you know as Urix, and a half-orc woman named Matilda, and you... I should give a little bit of context. You know these people, you have for about a week you've been on this mission, and Urix is like a lot of really short guy, bushy beard, like a scar on his face, but he looks a lot tougher than he is, you realize, and Matilda hasn't said much the entire time that you've been around them, and you've kind of gathered that she's his, like, personal assistant and bodyguard type deal. She's just a very commanding presence and very intimidating there. And Urix is there, like, looking at the map as you're all standing there. And he's like, all right, guys, listen, we're on the home stretch, which none of you know what means because this is a fantasy world and there's no baseball. anyways, this is it's the last leg of the race inside of this cavern here. And he points to a point on the map at the foot of the mountains, right where the tent is pitched. He points to a section of it that has a little indication. Says, inside this cavern holds the key, quite literally, to our fortunes. You remember the boss's instructions. All we have to do is get in and get out. Now, I haven't been down there myself, but lots of people have tried to reclaim whatever is down here, and nobody's come out of this cavern alive, so we got to stay together at all costs. All right, now, anybody got any questions?
Yeah. Marsh, I think, probably, like, leans over the table and says, do you know, if there are any threats inside of the tavern? Not tavern. Cavern?
I mean, I would assume that there are, considering that just the influx of people who have gone in and the absolutely nobody coming out.
And no, we have no idea, right? What those are like?
Nobody's gone in and come out to say anything about what's in there, so we're kind of just going in blind, but, like, you can kind of, like, feel it, right? There's, like, something in there wants to be got. And I'm, like, I know I want to get it in there. So, like...
A presence in the air.
You got to get in there. Exactly, exactly. Anybody else got any questions? Nope, okay, So, he kind of, like, just, like, stands there a little bit, and then Matilda walks out the door, and he follows her, and kind of just leaves that tent there, and there's a little bit of a beaten path, just from, like, foot traffic, going to the place that he pointed to on the map, and he starts walking there with Matilda, and kind of, like, motions for you to follow him.
Ren just kind of, like, lets out a long sigh and is like, well, this seems like a great idea.
I agree completely.
No, but imagine how cool it will be if we are the first people to ever make it out of there alive. That'll be so impressive.
Ren looks around at the party and is like, yeah, I'm sure we will be.
I love your optimism there. You're doing great, Ren.
So, the five of you follow these two to the base of the mountains, which there's kind of just a path leading, like, up into them a little bit. It's uneventful. Nothing happens. So, just traveling montage. Montage over. And,
you're at the great podcasting.
Thanks, man. So, cavern, right? You're there. And, yeah, there's a path into it. And Matilda just walks in. Yurik's kind of stays behind a little bit. And just, like, gestures with his head for you guys to all go in there.
Is it clear that he's, like, staying outside? Or is he waiting for us to, like, go in first?
He did, like, an after-you gesture.
Okay.
So kind.
Okay.
From spending some time around this guy for a week, you know that he... I'm not gonna mince words. He's a coward.
I think
as to how he got his scar now.
Ren walks up to him and makes direct eye contact and does a after you motion.
Okay. He just kind of does the same, just back at you, just a little bit less aggressively.
Meadow has stopped in, like, the opening of him, just looking at them. Just glee, loving this.
I think Saradin gets down from Meadow's shoulders and just, like, grabs her hand and starts just dragging her in.
Oh, but I wanted to watch them argue about it. It's really funny.
You can watch them argue in the cave.
That's fair. Where we're at more danger. In more danger.
Exactly.
Marsh kind of, like, I imagine the, like, cavern cave opening is tall enough for me to go under, but, like,
yes.
Just out of habit, I kind of, like, duck down and crouch to go into this cave and walk in a little bit. I'm gonna try to see if I can, like, still see Matilda and kind of, like, look around, get a, like, kind of sense of the, like, the whole cave.
All right, why don't you make a perception check?
Awesome.
First roll.
And we're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
What? We're playing Dungeons and Dragons?
First roll of the game. No pressure. No pressure.
Oh, man.
That's a 13.
Okay.
Could be worse.
Do you have dark vision?
I do.
I do.
Wait.
I don't know. I don't think I do.
Okay, cool. I think at this point, Yurik's, like, definitely lost the stare down with Ren and just walked in first, and he is holding a torch. So, as the seven of you like are in this cave now, you can see Matilda. There is like the entrance to the cave was like was more naturally forming, like it's like a cave that somebody went into. But like once you're there, like steps appeared, and as you go down, you're now in a room that's maybe 15 foot square. There's some like broken down barrels, just signs of like people walking through, like some footsteps in the dust. And ahead of in the wall ahead of you there is a doorway, and in the wall next to you there on the left there is a doorway, and you can kind of see into them, but they both like curve, so you can't see what goes down either one. But the one on the left does have like stairs going down.
Okay, is everyone inside of the cave now?
Everybody's in the cave now, I think.
Okay. I'm gonna light, like, a small, like, copper lantern, from my inventory, and kind of walk over to the path that has the footsteps, the stairs leading down. I'm gonna, like, shine my lantern down there.
Okay.
What do I see?
I'd like to go over there and also do a perception check, because I have dark vision.
Okay, roll that for me.
All right, that is... Seven.
Seven. Okay, with a seven, you can see that it's there. There's definitely some steps, and it does go down.
Looks like there's stairs.
It's steps. You with the seven, you realize that it wasn't stairs, it was steps.
Oh. It's steps, never
is
mind.
There a difference?
God, let's turn back now. Can I see more with my lantern since I'm like shining it down there?
The steps go down, like there's like 5 steps, and then it's back to like a flat floor, and then it's like a sharp 180, not 180, 90 degree turn, and you can't see down it because the turn is maybe 30 feet down the tunnel, so you can't see what's on the like down it.
What's the
not going
guy's
down
name
some
again?
Stairs.
What's up?
What's the bearded guy's name again?
The bearded guy's name is Urix.
Urix. All right, and he has a torch.
He's got a torch on him.
All right. Ren walks over to him, looks him in the eye, and just like takes the torch out of his hand.
He just gives it to you. I think he sees you coming over and like kind of looking at the torch, and he's just like, he just sticks out his hand with the torch.
Ren takes it and starts walking down the hallway.
Which one? Because there's two of them.
Oh, there's two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's one
with steps,
and one
with no steps.
Okay.
No steps. I vote no steps.
The stairs are going down?
Yes.
All right. Then they go down the hallway that's not the stairs.
Okay.
I want to live.
I was going to say? Down the steps. It's fine.
Okay. Urix kind of looks at you as you do this, and he looks at Matilda and, like, moves his head towards you, and... She goes, and he follows her, and, he's like, I guess we're going this way, guys, come on, let's get moving, and the three of them go down that way.
When they do that, can I quickly, like, run down the stairs and look down that pathway, and then, like, just run back up and see what's down there?
If you want to.
That's what I want to do, yes.
Okay, so you have the little lantern, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so you go down the steps, and you turn the corner. You can see 35 feet ahead of you, the path just stops. Like, the tunnel keeps going, but the path doesn't.
Okay, that's not good. I'm just gonna go back up the stairs and go down the other path.
Okay, do the rest of you do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you're walking down this corridor. I, like, said that it was, like... It looked more man-made, like it was carved out. I said that right.
You have now.
I think so, yes.
You have?
Okay, I have now. Okay, so it's like angular, definitely was man-made. So you go through this corridor, and then there's a 90-degree turn, and just a couple more of those, and nothing happens until you reach a point where the corridor kind of opens up, and it's like a longer cavern. That it like stretches out in either directions, left or right, and also up and down, and you can't see anything in any of those directions, but like maybe 100 feet in front of you, you can see another wall, and it has a torch on it, and stretching between it is a wooden bridge.
Does the wooden bridge look sturdy? Ah,
one of these.
Shall you I? Can do an investigation
That's
check
so
for me.
That's so cool. Okay.
Wait, we're playing Dungeons & Dragons?
We're playing Dungeons & Dragons.
What?
For those of you that don't know how this game works, you can roll dice. And
18.
What? Checks?
Is that why we're called Dice Club?
That's why we're called Dice 18. Club.
What?
18. This bridge has been here a long time, and it's very, like, there's plenty of, like, just cobwebs and, like, dust on it, and it's, like, doesn't look the best, but you can see in the dust there are footprints on it, so people have gone across this bridge fairly recently.
Interesting. Hmm.
Can we see down, like, all the way down the bridge?
You can see all the way to the other side of the bridge.
Okay.
There are, like, footprints going across the whole thing.
I think, seeing how not sturdy this bridge might be, Saradin turns to everyone and is like, I'm the smallest, so should I go across first? Just
yeah,
see
that sounds
if
like,
it's
you
sturdy?
Know, if you,
Thank
if you,
you
want to just go
sacrifice.
First, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if that's a great idea.
I'll be
what
fine.
If you fall down? What if you fall down?
No.
You
that's
shall
a great
be
idea.
Honored.
I see, no, I see nothing wrong with this.
Maybe I should go first.
Trees. No.
I would
I'm
also
going.
Not
and
be
then, and then
first.
They start
but
walking
maybe,
across
wait,
the
no,
bridge.
Wait. And I start trying to follow them.
We could, like, tie a rope to you.
Oh, my God.
So that if you fall,
so,
we could,
so
like, pull
are there
you up.
Just people on this bridge?
If you want.
No.
Like, a bunch of them now? Or
I'm
are...
about to step onto it, I think. Like, so no one's quite on it yet.
Okay.
Wait, okay.
I am right behind them.
Venus yells, okay, wait, hold up. Everybody, chill a sec. And I reach into my cool pirate backpack. And
cool pirate backpack.
Cool pirate
Whoa,
backpack.
Whoa, what a cool pirate backpack.
I've totally forgotten how to pronounce these. Pitons? Yeah. And,
Yes.
So I take one of those out of my bag. And
can you describe what that is?
It's like a pointy thing used for mountain climbing. You like shove it into a rock with hammer, and there's a loop.
Okay.
So you put rope through it. Yeah. So I'm gonna take one of those.
Okay.
And a crowbar from my
this.
Pirate backpack, and I'm just gonna hammer it into the closest sturdiest thing, which is probably a rock, and the
it's
wall.
Wall.
Yeah, that's another one. And I'm gonna take...
Wall is also a rock.
That is true.
Well, you
everything
know, tomato,
is a big
tomato.
Rock if you think about it.
Just the earth
is
all
rocks.
Yeah,
artificer,
rocks.
Artificer.
You're not on the earth, but that's okay.
The fantasy planet is a big rock if you think about it.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't actually know what the fantasy planet's made of.
Yeah, maybe just like,
maybe it's a lie.
Think for like a second before you talk.
Yeah. No.
Whoa,
I'm not gonna
damn.
Do that.
Maybe just, like, read a book
Whoa.
About my fantasy world before you start spitting facts about
write
it.
Write a book about
hey,
your fantasy world.
Hey, DM, why don't you write a book about your fantasy world first?
I'll write a book about my fantasy
yeah.
world for you guys.
Yeah, you better.
Thank you. Very
I will.
Good.
That's
I will.
Just basic podcasting, then.
Okay. So I'm doing this cool fantasy thing with my pirate skills, and I loop my rope through it, and I tie it really tight, because I'm a strong pirate. And then...
Girl Scout, I don't
and
know.
And then I take the rope, and I tie it to Saradin, because I'm not going on that bridge.
Okay.
Now you may go.
Thank you.
You'll be totally safe. See,
Thank
Meadow?
You.
Totally safe.
This is a great...
Yeah, I
plan.
Can deal with that.
If we can call it that, but I'm
it's
into it.
It's definitely a plan. You can't say it's not. I planned it. With my cool, smart brain.
Saradin unties the rope from themselves and then ties their rope to that rope to make it longer and then ties it back on to themselves so that they have 100 and so they can get all the
cool. We're talking about rope links now, guys.
Yeah.
I like how I just really enjoy how, like, one of the first things I said was, we're not going to really care about the rules or, like, technicalities and stuff. It's like, I'm going to make sure that I'm using my rope so the rope is long enough. The rope is going to be long enough. And you're not going to catch me slipping.
This is a podcast.
It says 50 feet of rope.
Mechanics are very important.
You're not going to catch me slipping.
And just great podcasting. And I love listening to you talk about ropes.
Yes.
This is okay.
So you're walking across the bridge?
I'm setting foot on the bridge.
Okay, it falls and you die. That's a joke.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well,
so early.
Bye, everyone.
Campaign over, everyone.
That's a great joke that I'm going to say maybe 16
you
more
better.
Times.
Great.
So just keep just keep track.
In this episode.
I will keep track. Okay, I walk a couple feet onto the bridge. Does anything happen?
No.
Okay, well, I assume that you get further onto the bridge.
Like a little bit creaky, but nothing happens. Okay, you walk safely to the other side, and you're fine.
You see, that happened because
of my
cool rope.
Well, that was anticlimactic. I don't think it had anything to do with
my cool rope and my cool
pythons. It didn't fall.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to take one of my pythons, and then I'm going to connect it to this wall.
She's got pythons for days. Dice Club. I'm going to
tie the rope to this side.
Pythons Club.
Pythons
Club. Pythons Club. Continue, Duck, sorry.
I'm gonna get it into the wall like we did on the other side and connect the rope to this side, and then I'm gonna yell back, hold on to the rope while you cross.
I am the first one after them. I immediately follow now that the rope's attached.
Okay, you walk across and you're fine.
Right.
I'm next, because I'm strong and brave.
All right. Cool. You walk across. Are you doing anything as you're walking across?
I'm flexing
or are you
my guns.
Doing it strongly and bravely.
I'm flexing.
You're just flexing.
No, you're supposed to hold on to the rope.
I'm flexing while holding onto the rope. It's very impressive.
You're flexing and like your muscle is holding onto the rope for you.
Exactly.
Okay. You also make it across. It's a little bit creakier this time.
Because my muscles are too big.
But only just a little bit. Just because of your muscles. Because the bridge is scared of you.
I'm probably walking across next. I'm probably just kind of like leaning over a little bit and taking like long strides across it, trying to get it across as quickly as possible. Can I like look down as I'm doing this?
You can.
See like what's down there? What's down there? Can I see?
You.
Can I make a roll?
I highly doubt you're going
to
be.
You don't have to roll anything because you look down there, and you can't see anything. It's just pitch blackness for who knows how long.
Fun. Okay. Yeah, I just look back up and continue walking across.
Okay. As you look back up and continue to walk, one of your feet falls through one of the boards. It breaks in half. You're fine. Like, it's just one of your feet falls through. It happened slowly enough that you could save yourself, but a board did break.
All
just
right.
Like Venus Shrek. Is going to yell, cool. Hold like on to the rope and the python! Hold on to the rope and the python.
Pythons are important. Pythons are important.
Venus,
that's what Yurik says. Pythons are important. He says it like 8 more times.
I'm already holding on to the rope.
I'm so proud
no,
of you.
No, commit, Ten. Commit.
Mm-mm. Took a sip of water. Indicating that my time as a vocal artist is done.
Forever?
Yep. Bye, guys. New
Bye.
DM.
Okay, so, I'll be the new DM since Tin's retiring.
Let me just share this Google Doc with you.
A dragon comes and eats you.
Yep. So that's not what happened in Drag.
Oh, fine. Definitely what I envisioned my character arc to be like. Okay
no, yeah, but apart from that incident, you do make it across safely.
Okay. Alright, yeah. Cool.
I think Yurik sees kind of what the pattern has been, and he kind of just runs across. He doesn't hold the rope. He just runs across.
He doesn't hold
the rope.
And
Venus is
the rope.
He runs like,
oh, dang.
like 3 more boards break underneath him.
Oh my god.
So like 3 more boards break underneath him, but he does make it across. These boards are, like, held by rope, so, like, when they break, they're just kind of, like, fall downwards to the side, kind of like a trapdoor opening a bit, but they don't fall down.
Meadow leans down to whisper to Saradin and says, "Well, I sure hope there's another way out."
The rope that we tied.
just shimmy a little bit.
I have the arm strength to shimmy across that on a rope. I'm not very strong.
I could cross that with my amazing acrobatics.
Can you balance on it?
You're not part of this conversation.
I don't care.
Stop. It's actually a very small platform that you guys are all just kind of huddled on.
Yeah, but I'm whispering.
I'm not.
It's that echoey chamber, okay?
Who's left on this side? Who hasn't crossed yet? Is it just me and, me and Matilda? Ren kind of, like, looks at the rope. Or the bridge, and, like, sees how it's been, like, breaking a little bit, and just kind of yells across, like, "Hey, what's over there, guys?"
Good question.
What is over here, Tin?
It's just a small platform.
I'm gonna roll perception to see if there's anything besides.
Is there, like, a door or another entrance?
Yes, a door. There's a door, and it's another tunnel. I love these things.
There's a door.
There's a door leading to another tunnel.
23 perception to really look around at all this.
Okay, did you percept yet? Or did you roll?
Yeah,
yet?
23.
Okay,
oh my god!
And you can see down the tunnel. There is you can see another doorway. It's like maybe another 100 feet in, but you can see a doorway that that leads to an opening. You can't tell what's in the opening, but you can tell that there is a doorway and basically nothing in between, just like some pebbles in the path.
What is the door made of? Is that important?
It's not like a door. It's more like an opening. Like none of these doorways.
But like a man-made opening.
Yes.
Oh, they don't have doors. They're just
kind of just holes in the wall that lead to other places.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
There's a doorway.
Very Pause informational. The podcast, thank
everyone.
You, Saradin.
Yeah.
Yes. So, what are y'all doing now?
Did
Ren?
Right.
Ren yells across again. Like, are we sure
we
want to go this way?
We have already started going this way. If we all go back, it's definitely gonna fall down under one of us.
You know, that's a great point. I'm not gonna cross it again.
Which is gonna be a problem when we have to go back.
We'll figure it out.
I think Marsh kind of like looks over the edge and says, "I would not be opposed to seeing what's down there, but not through the methods of falling."
Well, when you find another method, you can inform me of that plan.
I 100% will.
Are you coming across?
All right. Ren just kind of like looks at Matilda. Is like, all right, I'll go first. Very cool.
Just very coolly?
Carefully. Very
roll
coolly.
Roll a cool check.
Very nonchalantly, but also, like, he is holding on to the thing very tightly.
Yeah,
but, like,
it's
really
pretty
chill.
Cool.
It looks really
yeah.
Like,
so
you
Saradin leans over and is like, "He's so chill."
Totally. I was not at all that chill. I don't know what that accent was.
It's harder to cross than it probably would have been for Saradin, but because there's a lot of boards missing now. But you've got a relatively easy crossing. More and more boards keep breaking, and now there's barely any. But there's enough to cross again. But this bridge won't last very long, and you make it safely across. And then Matilda is just there, and she looks at the board. And looks back up at you guys, and then looks at the bridge, and then you can see her just take a big, just deep sigh, and step
you
onto the
cross. We're not giving you any of the treasure.
she hears you say that, and she hurries up a little bit, and she's a large woman, like, very tall, probably about as tall as Marsh. And
maybe we should have done this in the opposite order and let the
she's
always
seven
feet tall. First. Uh-oh.
About as tall as Marsh, but a lot beefier. So
oh, that's tall.
I'm
not
seven,
as beefy
eight,
as
bestie.
Me though.
What?
Yeah, but taller though.
I'm 7 feet 8 inches.
Yeah, about as tall as Marsh, and and very beefy. Did I mention how beefy she was?
Not as beefy as me, though, right?
Well,
scientists have yet to agree, but
I'll take that as a no.
She walks across. Yes. About halfway through, she's just breaking basically every board she steps on. About halfway through, she just
how is that working?
The boards fall under her, and she falls through.
No!
Is she holding onto the rope?
Not ideal.
Was she holding onto the rope?
I did that for a reason.
Honestly, at that point, that's her fault.
It's her fault. She fell. She falls down, and she doesn't scream, which is weird. But she just keeps. She just falls, and you don't see her again. Then you hear a thud like a minute later.
Oh.
And.
That's and a long time.
Yurix is just kind of like.
Okay.
Yurix is just like. And.
Okay.
As he says that, you hear from really far down, you hear. I'm okay. I'm fine. Guys, I'm okay.
This is.
I'm okay.
How are you okay?
I'm good down here, guys. You don't have to. I'm good down here. You don't have to come get me. It's pretty cool. There's a rock.
I think I live here now.
Okay.
I turn to Yurix and I'm like, does that sound like Matilda to you? Or
no? Yeah, that's definitely. I've lived with Matilda for like. At least like, a week and. From what I know about Matilda, that's gotta be Matilda.
Hey, Matilda, tell me something that only Matilda would know. Wait, shit, I wouldn't know that, would I? Never mind!
You just hear from the bottom. Okay. Hey, look, it's another... What are you gonna do?
Can we
I'm gonna see if I can I'm gonna tie one of my rope.
You're gonna try to throw the rope down there?
More rope.
It's a big hole, boss.
I'm gonna shoot.
It took like a minute.
It took.
We don't even have another rope to make it 100 feet.
We just stood there in silence for a whole minute, just like. and then we're like,
did you just die?
I'm okay.
You hear, from down there, Matilda says,
don't bother trying to get me, guys. It's cool down here. I like it. It's fun. I like it. I like it here.
I highly doubt that that's true.
I like it.
But we do have
Matilda has just, like, slowly
it's fine. I like it down here.
Guys, I believe him.
You won't get any treasure.
I believe him.
Yeah, and you're just like, yeah, we should just go, honestly.
Have fun, Matilda.
Let's just go.
We are thanks. Seriously just gonna leave her there and go. Like that's the plan.
Yes,
that is the plan.
I'm
not a huge fan of this plan.
One of my unlit torches and throw it down to her.
It falls for a minute.
I hope it doesn't hit her.
Okay.
We all wait in silence for a minute and then there's a muffled. Ow!
It's not as heavy as she is. So it falls for...
Yeah, but it reaches maximum capacity, right?
Okay, it reaches maximum velocity in about 42 seconds. So it becomes... That's actually more seconds than I wanted it to be. About 4.2 seconds. There we go. So it goes...
The same thing?
Yeah, it falls. Okay. You hear an echo oh.
Then nothing else.
And then nothing else. No, she's like, oh, cool, a torch. And she lights it. And you can see down at the... Very, very, very far down, you do recognize that it is Matilda. And she waves at you guys. She's like, guys, seriously, don't get me. I'm fine.
No one, this is not a science podcast. No one is allowed to at us on Twitter and be like, actually, if you fell for a minute, it would be this and this far, and you wouldn't be able to see. Shut up. Not a science.
I would like to see that, actually.
Physics work different
it's
in
not,
magic.
Listen,
hey, guys, she's really big. Did I mention
how she's
survived
big
the fall. It's not as easy as you.
She's so big.
After
scientists
thank
don't
you.
Know.
After like it hits her, I just kind of yell it out. I am sorry. Moving on. I imagine I'm probably the last one
moving
there.
On.
So I'm just yelling down there by myself. This is great.
Yes.
Cool.
Yurix is like, alright, Time to go. And he'd, like, side-eyes the door, and then you guys, and then the door again.
I have to say, so far, we're not doing great on the whole being the first ones to make it out alive plan.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean, we're all alive.
We'll be fine. Yeah, I mean,
that is
we are all alive.
I don't know about the making it out part, though, for a certain someone who fell down a hole.
They're having fun.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
There were stairs, right? There were stairs.
Not down the hole.
No, there definitely was
To be fair,
we don't know if it goes down there. All right, I'm just gonna stride through this opening and continue on.
All right, you go, and Yurix follows you after you go.
I'm hungry for information.
All right, did the rest of you follow?
Yes.
Sorry.
Hey everyone, it's Tin, and I'm gonna just read off some ads and program notes before we get just right back into it. I just want to say a really quick thanks to Dax Ayrton on Reddit for letting us use the homebrew race for Saridon. That's DAXAYRTON on Reddit. Thanks. It's awesome. We appreciate it. I also want to say a really quick thanks to my very good friend Toby for drawing the portion of the cover art that has me in it, because all of my other fabulous co-hosts are incredibly talented artists, but I am not. So I appreciate the assist, and I also want to just say thanks to you for listening. This podcast has, it's a really, really long time in the making, and just the fact that it's actually out, I think by the time that you're hearing this, it will be over a year that we've been talking about it and discussing it and working through logistics. So the fact that it's actually out, it blows my mind, and it's crazy, and it makes me just insanely happy. So thank you for being here, if you are, and the next episode will come out, assuming everything goes according to plan, February 1st. So I will see you then. Let's get back to the adventure.
So you're all going through this opening, and it's not a very far journey as you go through this next opening, which has it's about as wide as the room you came into first, but maybe three times as long, and it does have torches in it. And you can see there's a bonfire in the center of it, and there is just kind of a heavy layer of dust on the floor. But there are, like, footprints. Like, very fresh footprints that you can see.
Okay.
Which was a lot of information.
But no one's around the bonfire?
Nobody's there, but you can tell that people were.
Okay. Are there any other...
Okay.
So we're in, like, a small cavern with a bonfire? Is that what you're saying?
It's another... It's kind of like how it was, like, in the first room, where it was, like, carved out.
Mm-hmm.
About as wide as the first room, three times as, like, long, far into it. In the center, there's the bonfire and torches in the corners, so you can kind of see.
Okay.
Ren's going to go over to this bonfire and try to see how ago it was lit.
Make perception.
Investigation?
Can I look on the walls?
Wait, perception or investigation?
You do investigation, Rain do perception.
Oh, right. I rolled a 4-1, so I...
It's a fire, and it's probably hot.
It certainly is.
Are you sure?
Are you sure that it's hot?
I think Ren is not sure.
That's a 17. Perception.
Okay, you also... I probably should have said before, but on kind of in the center of the wall to the left of where you came in, there is a door. But also on the wall, there's like a little... On the opposite wall, all the way at the end of the room, there is a kind of a window. like cut
in a cave.
I'm gonna go down kind of and look like, out cut that window.
Okay, do an investigation.
All right, I'm gonna go look over there.
Okay,
that's not great.
An eight. With an eight, you can see that it looks like just like a porthole, kind of. Just it's like a rounded top, just with flat on the bottom, and it goes in for a while, and you can tell that there's something in it. Can't tell anything else about it, and it's dark in it.
Okay, can I kind of stick my lantern in and try to, like,
yes,
light it up?
Yes, and I'll there. Give you advantage on that previous investigation roll because of that.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
Yes.
Investigation again?
Okay. With the 16, you can see it's a smaller... You can tell that it's a smaller shape. It's, like, maybe 30 feet in. It's a big, long, like, very small tunnel in the side of this wall. And it's like you can see just kind of the like a glint of something gold on this object that's in there, but you can't really tell anything else about it.
Okay. I'm going to kind of wave over Venus and be like, I know you have talked about being a very experienced adventurer in your past, being a pirate and such. There might be something at the back of this small tunnel, and I kind of like put my lantern in a bit farther and point down at the end. Do you think it would be worth going in?
So it's
and seeing what the object is?
It's like a tunnel?
It's very small.
Yeah.
Like maybe a foot cubed or like a square foot opening. That you can see into.
And there's something down it?
Some down it, yeah.
This seems very intriguing to me.
Yes, I believe there may be something gold back there, but I'm not 100% sure.
Would it be... take my other... I have more rope.
Okay.
And more, and more pythons.
Okay.
Okay, this time I'm using my 50
the
feet
Python's
of
return.
Silk rope.
Silk rope. Fancier for a fancy task.
Okay. Fancy rope.
Yeah, so I take the silk rope out and a python, and I tie the rope to the python, and then I throw.
Okay, you're gonna have to make
right
a
now.
Strength check on this one, I think.
A strength check? Okay.
For your throwing.
Okay. Here we go. Strength.
Oh, I could also do something. Wait. I'm also going to tap this rope.
Cool.
Sorry, I was looking at something. I'm gonna tap this rope and I'm gonna use my magical tinkering. My magic, and it's gonna light up the entire rope. It's basically just like a really bright rope now. It's kind of like a really long, like, LED strip, I guess.
That's so cool.
That's pretty swag.
So we can, like, see farther into the tunnel. Ooh. If Venus does a good job at throwing it.
I'm gonna roll it right now.
Yeah, roll that for me.
It's gonna be so good. Nope. That, you said strength?
Strength, yep.
That is an 11.
An 11.
Could have been worse.
Probably should have been better. You throw it in. It makes it about halfway. But you can see that because of this light that's now on the rope, you can see that the object in it is a chest.
Can I try again?
You can if you want to.
I really want to.
I'm gonna... Birdie, I think we're thinking the same thing. Can I tell if this little possum would be big enough to go down and get it? Like one foot tall, like on its
You see, that was
side.
My thought too, but I was like,
yeah,
one foot
I,
might be pretty
I
bigger.
Wasn't gonna suggest it because Meta wouldn't, but I do think Saradin is like
how big
not short
how
enough,
big is
but like
Saradin?
Small enough.
Like
a possum sized?
a little bit bigger than a possum, yeah, but like not like a small, very tall. I'd say like
possum depth.
About 3 feet or a little smaller.
Even. I think it's 3 feet.
I'm trying
to recall correctly.
Yeah, but that's when you're standing up, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
So if you're on your side,
so they could probably crawl through.
You could probably,
Hey, ten.
Hello.
Yeah.
Out of all of us, they're most likely
would,
to be able to
crawl
through.
Would a 17 do anything?
Yes. But you like.
I don't. You can, are you thinking you that it, you can like lasso
it? Either lasso or stab it with the pie item.
You okay? So your plan was you're gonna take the rope. With the Titan on it. Throw
that
it at.
Been all our plans.
Throw it at whatever's been in there, because you didn't know it was a chest at first. Just like, maybe I can stick this Titan in there. Just pull the thing out.
That's pretty much it.
All
I think
of with
the
plans
17,
start
I think with
the 17,
the
rope and the Titan.
You do throw the Titan in it, and it hits the. It, like, reaches it. But it doesn't, like, go in.
That's
I
a
think
five.
I could crawl
that,
through.
That one did work.
I think probably Saradin could fit in the hole.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be between 2 or 3 feet tall. I think somewhere in the middle of that
no,
range.
Yeah.
And
there's no way you're not wide enough.
Wider than you're tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like so... kind of fat.
Yeah, I'm a little chub. I'm a little possum.
It's not a bad thing. They're a very cute possum.
I turn to Willow and I'm like, you're not gonna like this.
Willow?
Meadow, oh my god.
Bro.
Where did Willow come from?
Who's Willow?
Oh my god.
Who's Willow?
Who's
Willow? New character.
We got fantasy infidelity of the best friends.
We're
Willow.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, we are not a couple.
This is so embarrassing.
Okay, Saradin, you wanna crawl?
First I turn to Meadow and I go, you're not gonna like this.
I mean Duck.
Whichever one. I am going to need to crawl through this hole. Bestie. I'll be fine. I promise. I'm very stealthy.
Saradin, what if you get stuck? Do you have any idea how much it would suck to get stuck in that hole?
You can pull on my tail.
No, don't worry about it. Because Venus has a rope. With a python on it.
When Sarah comes over, Venus is still throwing this python at the box.
I go over and I'm like, okay, stop.
Okay? Timmy, move carefully. Don't do something stupid and get your shoulders stuck or anything. I don't. Can we tie the rope to you?
Yes.
I have a python.
We don't need the python in this case, I don't think. I can just hold the rope.
You'd think that. You'd think that.
I would actually really prefer to hold the rope, I think.
This is a great plan.
Okay. I'm gonna tie this rope to myself, and I'm gonna crawl through the hole. I'm crawling through the hole, and then I'm gonna roll...
Okay,
I'm gonna roll stealth, maybe? Or would I roll to go through the hole?
Stealth? Okay, make a stealth and a dexterity check.
What's the stealth for?
Yeah. Stealth is a dex,
I don't know what the stealth is for.
So then don't do stealth.
If there's anyone on the other side of the hole.
I mean, you said you want to roll stealth to be stealthy about going in this hole, then, like,
so you
can do that if you want to. I won't stop you.
It would be...
She said to be careful.
It would be disadvantage, though, right? Because my rope is very shiny. It's a very bright rope.
Yeah, but you don't
that
do
is
stealth.
Okay.
It's a very bright
that is
rope,
true.
So if you're trying to, like, hide yourself
if you're
in
trying
this
to
thing,
hide... You
it
will have
hard.
Disadvantage. Thank you, Rain. I wouldn't have given
yeah, no,
it unless
think,
you spoke up, so thank you.
I think we might also have disadvantage because we've been throwing a python at it.
Yeah, I don't think stealth is out of the question.
I don't think... I think that I won't worry about stealth, and... I'm just gonna roll dexterity to get through the hole, and I got a 19.
Ooh, that's good.
Alright, you just go, dude. You just go.
Yeah.
And you reach all the right, other end.
Pop out the hole.
There's a box. And you get it, and you come back. And it's a box.
Oh.
We've got a box.
You've got a box. It's a golden box.
Let's open it.
Ooh,
it's like wood. It looks like a wood, but like golden and shiny. Like it's made of gold. Like it's plated with gold, or like gold was melted on it, but like coated. It's very cool.
Ooh.
And it's like maybe I'm forgetting dimensions, and a foot is the smallest dimension I can think of. It's not that big. Maybe half a foot long.
Six inches?
That's tiny. Okay. That's very small.
It's probably a foot long.
And I try to throw a pie in at it?
Picture a Subway sandwich.
Picture a Subway sandwich.
Subway sandwich.
But, you so like, have so completely it's about lost a Subway me. Sandwich. All of you
let me
t- have completely
let me describe
lost
this.
Me.
No, okay.
Hi, I'm Swedish. I know we have Subway in Sweden, but I'm
imagine
also, I also
something
have
that is a foot long. Maybe this big.
Thank you. That did not help.
Imagine something.
Who uses
feet? That's all you need to know about
you
Alex.
American heathens.
Imagine. And we've got a box, and it's kind of big. It's a box. I'm not gonna say how big the box is for sure. Nobody can quite tell. But now you got this golden box. Diversity win. You have a box.
Let's
investigate it before opening it.
Wait, before we open it, I'm gonna
roll.
Investigate the box.
Can I do an arcana check to see if the gold is, like, actual real gold, or if it's, an illusion? Because it's kind of sus that it's, like, an entirely golden box, because gold is a very malleable metal, and it doesn't seem like the best material for making an entire chest.
Well, maybe they want it.
Sorry for getting all sciencey on this fantasy podcast.
I thought we said that there was no science.
for arcana, that would be 20. For investigation, that would be
so is that,
an 18.
Did you roll twice, or is that the same roll?
It's the same roll, but I just didn't know which I should use.
I mean, you gotta pick.
I'm gonna do Arcana, then, because that's the higher number.
With Arcana, you can tell that the box itself is not magical, but you... That's not what the Arcana checks do. Arcana checks
it,
are
it
like...
It tells me what type of...
That's detect,
it's what
that's
type
the detect
of
magic spell.
What magic it would be.
Arcana check is to know if you know anything about the magic thing that it is. And you know that this box isn't magic.
But cool. There are things
something
inside.
Something is telling me that there's something
magic?
Magical inside.
Do I sense magic
gonna,
from this
What's
it's
name
vibes,
do I get the magic vibe?
Can I?
Okay.
Can I
okay, yeah,
do
vibe.
An investigation check before
somebody
we open
investigate
it
this
to
box.
See if there's something up with the box?
Somebody
apart from
figure
magic.
Out this box.
Is it perception or
I'm just going to do an investigation check.
Investigation. We're so good at this
is
game,
11, so that's not great.
I rolled a 15 minus 1, 14.
Okay, with your 14, Ren, you see that the box is... it looks like it's made out of wood, but like just coated in gold. And
I wasn't cool. Okay.
You can see...
Does it look openable?
There's no lock on it. There's a latch, but no lock.
All right, I take the box. And I use sleight of hand to open it carefully.
I was opening it!
Not anymore. You took too long. You can use sleight of hand to open it carefully. Roll that.
All right. 13 plus 2, 15.
Okay. You open it. Nobody even sees you open it. It just looks like you have it in your hand, and then it opens. Because...
Whoa!
Sleight of hand, man.
Whoa! What the fuck happened?
It just creaks open. And...
I'm going to say a sarcastic thing. I love how Ren did not help at all during any of this process, and then just took it. Opened it.
That's great.
Well, maybe it's
definitely.
Dangerous, and
this
now
is a great child.
You're gonna die. You don't know that.
Okay.
I could die. This
can I say what's in the box?
Please.
No.
Yes.
You open the box, and a cloud of dust leaves it, although it doesn't look like much is settled inside of it. The top of the box has an engraving of a circle with seven squares lining the interior and what appears to be a bird with wings spread wide inside of that. The bottom of the box has a green plush lining, and in the center of that is a transparent crystal with blue light shining from within.